truth is, this concept, besides being the Goyim's Pshat and Bishnei Yitzarecha, this concept should really be familiar to us from another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah in the second parak that says, in Mishnah Yud Beis, that Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Everything that a person does, all your actions should be l'shem shamayim, for the sake of Hashem in heaven. So what does that mean, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim? Rabbeinu Yoyma says right over there, in Pirkei Avos, that there are many things that a person does that are not necessarily ma'aseh mitzvah. The divrei reshus, like achila and shtiyah, he says, eating and drinking. A person has to eat and drink, l'shem shamayim, that he should be healthy and strong. Sleeping. Everyone loves to sleep when they're very tired. So you should sleep not only to indulge yourself in a gishmaka shlof, but also a person should have in mind that he should rest up. Says Rabbeinu Yoyna, in order that a person should be strong, k'dei sheyucha lavid es boiroi, in order that he should be strong to be able to do avodas haboiroi, v'shaloiti tarif daitoi machmas hayagia. A person shouldn't get worn out and eventually burnt out because he's not resting enough. A person has to make sure to get the sufficient amount of sleep. And to sleep, a person should sleep not just because he's so exhausted or because he has a taiva to go sleep now, but I'm going to sleep so like this I'll be able to have koyach afterwards to do the proper mitzvahs and to learn like a mensch and to daven like a mensch, because then his sleeping itself will be considered an avodah, will be considered a ma'aseh mitzvah. What is that? This Mishnah is in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says there that all these things, Achila, Shtiya, Shena, these things should all be done L'Shem Shamayim. Understandably, like we said, by eating and drinking. If a person is sleeping L'Shem Shamayim, in order he should have koyach to do mitzvahs better and to daven better, he's obviously not going to sleep through the Seif Sman Kriyashma, right? Because he's sleeping in order that he should have koyach to daven better and to learn better. He's not going to miss first Seder by sleeping, because he's sleeping in order to have a koyach to do the right things. So this mamish changes a whole person's entire day when he's doing things that are divrei reshus, but doing it l'shem shamayim. It's kedai for a person to consciously think as he's sitting down to eat and drink, and as he's going to sleep, that he's doing these things. It can't be a malach, only doing it l'shem shamayim, doing it because you enjoy it also, because you feel tired enough to sleep. But a person should think that I'm doing these things l'shem shamayim, and I can tell you in Eitzah, that it's kedai even to verbalize it sometimes, even if no one's listening, especially if no one's listening. A person goes to sleep at night, sometimes it's a little easier when you're going to sleep than when you're eating and drinking. When you're going to sleep, you say something right before Kriya Shema Alamita, or right after Kriya Shema Alamita, before you say Hamapel. You say that I'm going to sleep in order that I should have koyach to do mitzvahs and to daven and to learn tomorrow. And Hashem knows that a person's going to sleep also because he's tired. But like this, you've made a verbal proclamation that you're going to sleep, the L'shem Shamayim, and then it makes the whole sleeping differently. A person goes to sleep differently, he wakes up differently, and that's something that's so important. It puts everything in a whole new perspective, that all these divrei reshus could really be part of a person's avodas Hashem, and he could really, really be a true Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. Al Kapanim, the Siach Yitzchok says that this is the idea that we're trying to say when we daven, V'choyfes Yitzreinu L'Hishtavad Loch. In addition to what we said, V'al Tashlet Bono Yetzer Hara, which means that the Yetzer Hara should not control us and rule over us. That means we shouldn't be tempted to listen to the Yetzer Hara. We should deny and decline all his temptations and say we don't want to do it. But also, in addition, V'choyfes Yitzreinu L'Hishtavad Loch, Hashem should even turn the Yetzer Hara, should force the Yetzer Hara L'Hishtavad Loch, that we should use the Yetzer Hara for our Avodas Hashem. Not by saying no to the Yetzer Hara, but by saying, yes, we're going to go and eat and drink, we're going to go sleep exactly like you tell us to do, but we're going to do it L'Shem Shamayim. To serve Hashem, to love Hashem, b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yetzer toiv, b'yetzer hara, not just the things that the Yetzer Toiv tells you to do, learn L'Shem Shamayim, daven L'Shem Shamayim, but also the things that the Yetzer Hara tells you to do, like the eating and drinking and the sleeping, that too a person should do L'Shem Shamayim. And that's the pshat in the two bakashas here. Atashlet banu Yetzer Hara, that Yetzer Hara should not have full control over us. We should be able to have the strength to say no, to say that we don't want to listen to the Yetzer Hara. But in addition, now that we're saying v'davkeinu b'Yetzer HaTov v'masim tovim, we add v'choyfes Yitzreinu l'shtabed loch. Hashem should turn our Yetzer Hara as well l'shtabed loch, to be meshuvah to you. How can Hashem turn the Yetzer Hara to be meshuvah to you? Even the things that the Yetzer Hara tells us to do, we should feel meshuvah to Hashem in order to do them with the correct kavanas and for the proper reasons. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, k'dei sheyucha lavod es boirei, that we do these things in order that we should be able to better serve Hashem throughout the day. Okay, so that's v'choyfes Yitzreinu l'shtabed loch. So the bracha continues. usneinu hayoyim uvchoyoyim, lechein ulechesed ulerachamim, ve'einecha uve'einecha rayim. What do these words mean? Usneinu hayoyim uvchoyoyim, Hashem should grant us today and every day. We say this bracha every day, but we add not just today, but every single day in case we don't say it tomorrow. Davening always for the future. These three words you find many places together. Chen means grace, as we had by Vichuneko. Chen means grace. Chesed is kindness. Rachamim is mercy. So Hashem should grant us grace, kindness, and mercy. Chen lechesed v'rachamim be'einecha uve'einecha rayenu. In your eyes, in the eyes of Hashem, uve'einecha rayenu, and in the eyes of all who see us. That's what we're asking in this long bakasha. Grant us these midas of chen, chesed, v'rachamim, be'einecha uve'einecha rayenu, in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. So now, what's the pshat in this lashon? Chen ulechesed ulerachamim. We have it in benching also, as we all know. Hazonas ha'olam kulay b'tuvoy b'chein b'chesed uverachamim. These three things. So getting back to our good old Siach Yitzchak in the Sidra Agra, he explains that the Lashonis mean as follows. Chein and Chesed is really a bakasha that Hashem should do us favors, to do good things for us. Hashem does good things for us either out of Chein or Chesed. What is Chein? Chein means because we find favor in your eyes. Like Esther said many times to Achashverosh, "Ematzasi chein be'einecha ha'melech." Right? If I find favor in your eyes, that means you find favor. That means there's a certain chavivus, a certain grace that you have in the eyes of someone else, in the eyes of the king, or in the eyes of someone you need a favor from. So Hashem, we ask Hashem to do us favor because we as Yidden find favor in His eyes. That's l'chein. Chesed is also we're asking Hashem to do us good things, to give us all the brachas and all the hatovis, but not because necessarily that we find favor in His eyes, that we are ma'ir of this gracious actions of Hashem. But chesed means tam chesed, that Hashem gives us kindness, benevolence, that Hashem does nothing to do with the fact that we are ma'ir chen. As the Mefarshim say, that chesed is mitzar ha'naisen. Chesed is the one who's giving, he decides that he's a good person. Olam chesed yibana, Hashem created a world of chesed. So Hashem should do us chesed not just because we did anything to deserve it, or we did anything to find favor in His eyes, but chesed. That's usually the difference between these two lashonos. L'chein u'l'chesed means that you should do us favors for both of these aspects. First of all, we find chein in your eyes, we find favor in your eyes, and in addition, because you are the one who's the chesed, olam chesed yibane, Hashem is the one who's rav chesed ve'emes, that He does chesed all the time, so we ask Hashem to do us favors because of chein and because of chesed. When we say l'rachamim, says the Siach Yitzchak, this is already not asking for favors from Hashem, that Hashem should do us good things because of chein v'chesed. L'rachamim means that Hashem should have mercy on us, and He shouldn't punish us. If Hashem would deal with us with a strict midas hadin, we would deserve, unfortunately, many punishments. So we ask Hashem that He should treat us b'chein v'chesed v'rachamim, to give us favors because of chein, because we find favor in His eyes, because of chesed, because Hashem is the one who does the most chesed. That's chein l'chesed. Well, the rachamim and Hashem should also have mercy on us by not punishing us and not dealing us with the strict midas hadin. That's this lashon b'chein b'chesed uverachem. So now, what are we asking over here? Usneinu ayem v'choyam, Hashem should grant us all these things, chein chesed v'rachamim, to do us the hatava because of chein and chesed, and to not punish us because of His rachamim. Be'einecha, the most important thing is that we should find all these things, find favor in Your eyes. But in addition to that, uve'einecha rayenu, in the eyes of all the Briyas, in the eyes of all the people who see us. And this is something which is also familiar to us from benching, when we say that we should find favor not only in Hashem's eyes, but also in people's eyes. Remember where you have it in benching? In Bamarim. We say, V'nimtza chen, v'seichel toiv, be'enei Elohim v'adam. That we should find favor in the eyes of Elohim, be'enei Elohim v'adam. What does v'adam mean? In the eyes of people. That means that we're asking Hashem not just to find favor in Hashem's eyes, which is obviously the most important thing, but also v'adam, to find favor in the eyes of people. So now, what does that mean? To find favor in the eyes of Hashem is very easy. We should be zeicha to do the right thing, and Hashem should look at us favorably. But what's be'enei habriyos? What does it mean? Be'enei choreinu? So one aspect of it is that people should like us. We're asking that we should find favor in the eyes of people. That is the key to success, to be someone who people like. If you're someone that people like, so then people will buy things from you, people will sell things to you, people will hire you, people will just in general love dealing with you and being around you. That is the key to success in this world, is that a person finds favor in the eyes of people. And of course, a lot of it depends on the person himself. He has to work on himself, be a Baal Midas, and be a friendly person. But there's certain things that come naturally, a certain chain that a person has. So we're asking Hashem that we should find favor in the eyes, that the people who see us should also look upon us favorably. We should be ma'ir the chain in those people. But in another aspect, when we say and also we say it doesn't just mean that we should find favor in people's eyes and they should like us. There is another aspect as well. I'll be marked him with a Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in Shkolim that says, in the Sechta Shkolim, in the third Perek, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis. Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, that says as follows. An amazing Yisrael, you should get down the Lashon. Adam Tzarech, Lotzeis Yidei HaBriyois. A person has to be careful, Lotzeis Yidei HaBriyois. We'll touch in a minute. Kederech Shehu Tzarech, Lotzeis Yidei HaMakim. What does that mean? A person, Adam Tzarech, Lotzeis Yidei HaBriyois. Just like a person has to be clean in the eyes of the Makam, in the eyes of Hashem, that a person has to be careful to do all the chayvus. If Hashem asks you to do this mitzvah, you have to do it. Stay away from this avera, you have to stay away from it. In addition to that, a person has to be latzei sidei abriyos, that all the other people should think that he's doing the right things as well. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yisem nikiim me Hashem umi Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Parshas Matos. And it says, v'yisem nikiim, you should be clean, me Hashem umi Yisrael. This is talking about by the story of the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that they wanted a chelek on the other side of the Yarden. So Hashem said to Moshe, tell them that they have to fight. When they fight for your chelek in Eretz Yisrael, then they could go back and get their portion ma'ever la'yarden. V'yisam nekiyah me'Hashem mi'Yisrael. Then you'll be clean, that you'll be doing the right thing to Hashem. And also no one will talk negatively about you. People will say that you did your share in the kibush ha'aretz, in conquering Eretz Yisrael. But that's a very important pasuk. V'yisim nikiim me Hashem umi Yisrael in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis. Pasuk says V'yisim nikiim me Hashem umi Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi says, based on that, that a person has to be not only lotzeis yidei ha'makim, but adam tzarech lotzeis yidei ha'briyos kederech shehu tzarech lotzeis yidei ha'makim. Which means that a person has to be careful that even if his actions are totally in line with what the Torah says, but he has to make sure that he's not making a chil Hashem when he does something. Has to make sure that he's not doing something that's marasayim. It looks like he's doing an avera. Some people like to be big on Novim, and with their anivus, they don't show that they're doing mitzvahs. Adarabah, they make it look like they're doing something wrong, and then they're really doing something that's not wrong. But that's not the mahalach of the Torah. The mahalach of the Torah is that not only should a person be nakim me Hashem, a person should be nakim me Yisrael. He should look like a good person, not look like someone who's doing things in a selfish way and doing things that are against the Torah. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, it's called Likutim, it's the Chelek called Likutim, different gatherings of different Tshuvas of Chassam Sofer, and in the Chelek of Likutim, in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, in Simen Nun Tes, Chassam Sofer writes a very interesting lashon. He says, Kol Yamai Hayisi Mitzta'er Al Pasuk Zeh. All my days I was Mitzta'er, I was very worried about this Pasuk, mimicking the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kol Yamai Hayisi Mitzta'er, and this pasuk to serve Hashem b'chol nafshecha until Rabbi Akiva died finally al kiddush Hashem. So Chassam Sofer says kol yom ha'yisi mitzta'er al pasuk zeh. Which pasuk? V'yisem nekiyim me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. I was always very worried about this because even if a person knows all the tariq mitzvahs and he works on himself and he conquers his yetzara and he makes sure that he's able to do all the mitzvahs and stay away from all the averus, but still it's not enough. Hashem says you have to be clean by the yidden. If you have people who are looking at you with an ayin la, and they think that, you're doing this for covet, you're doing this for the wrong purposes, so then already you haven't fulfilled this pasuk. He says it's one of the hardest things to be Mekayim. In dealing with Hashem, so you do the right thing. But dealing with people are much more intricate, and they touch things up their way, and they're not done with kavshus always. So v'yisem nekiyem Hashem Yisrael is one of the most difficult things that a person could be Mekayim in the proper way. So Chassam Sofer is ma'ira, said that a person has to be careful like this. And that's what we ask Hashem, that we should find favor be'inecho ve'inecho rayenu, not just that we should find favor in your eyes, but our actions should also find favor in people's eyes, that it should be clear to them that we're doing the right thing and that we're not doing averis. I just want to mention a famous story. I don't know if it's famous, but it's a story that's brought down in the Sefer Mishulchan Gavoya, which has nice Divrei Torah on the Parshas. So in the Sefer Mishulchan Gavoya and Parshas Matos, on this pasuk, I once saw on the pasuk of Yisem Nekiyam and Hashem Yisrael, he brings down a story that happened in Radin. There was a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim had to leave the yeshiva to become a Rav. He got offered a job to become a Rav, so he went to the Chavetz Chaim for a bracha. we should have aslacha. And then he turned to his Rebbe, the Chametz Chaim, and said, please tell me, Rebbe, what's the secret of being a successful Rav? I'm going now to a faraway city to become a Rav. I want to be a successful Rav. So the Chavetz Chaim said, I'll tell you what the secret is. The Pasuk says, V'yisem nekiyim me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. You have to be naki, you have to be clean, me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. You always have to remember the order of the Pasuk. Me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. First you look to satisfy Hashem. Then you look to satisfy the Balabatim in the Shul. A Rav who first, his first daiga is to satisfy the Balabatim in the Shul, then he's not going to end up satisfying Hashem, he's not going to end up satisfying the congregants, he's not going to be a successful Rav. When the first worry of the Rav is, V'yisem nekiyim me'Hashem, and then me'Yisrael, so then he'll be a successful Rav. So of course we have to remember, and that's what we could remind ourselves every day when we say the Nusach, first we say Be'einecha, then Be'einecha Reyenu, that we should find favor in the eyes of Hashem, that's first and foremost. You have to make sure we're doing the right things, not just to look good by other people. Adrav, the best thing is the most important thing is to look good in the eyes of Hashem, who knows the truth. So that's Be'einecha. But in addition, even though it's taka second place, but it's also something that's very important, and the Chassam Sofer says it's so hard, Be'einecha Royeinu, that our actions should find favor in the eyes of all the people who watch us. So this is something that a person has to be careful, not just in his anaga throughout the day, to make sure that he's doing things kashura, according to the Torah, but also that he's naki, he's latzis yidei habriyo, he's kederech shotzarech latzis yidei hamakam. A person has to be careful that the actions that he does look good to people as well, and he doesn't look like chas v'shalom someone who's doing averes, and like this there'll be problems with maris ayin and chil Hashem. In addition to a person be very careful about that, a person should also have extra kavan in the morning to have that siyata d'shmaya, that Hashem should help him to find favor, be'einecha u'v'einecha rayenu, we should have hatzlacha in this area as well.